listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with today's Drag World podcast for your Thursday, November 2nd, 2006. And today we're going to tackle the funny car action at the AC Delco Las Vegas Nationals. So here it is. Now, the number 1, 2, and 3 qualifiers for the second race in a row, Robert Height, John Force, and Eric Medlin. That's right. Team Force out there. Robert Height was number 1 with a 467 at 333 miles an hour, bringing up the top of the field. At the bottom of the field, number 16 qualifier Tony Bartone in his Jim Dunn Racing Lucas Oil Monte Carlo of 484.315. Zone first round of actions, elimination. It was Tommy Johnson Jr. taking the win over Phil Burkhart with a 481 to 483, and that's probably the closest race of the day, as every single winner in the funny car rounds from beginning to finish won in the left lane. No winners in the right lane. Up next was Scott Coletta taking the win over Ron Capps, a 481 to a 486. And then John Force beat John Head in the opening stanza with a 483 to a 716 in the right-hand lane. Big disappointment going out for Robert Height. He took on Tony Bartone. Tony Bartone actually got to leave the starting line with a 540 after Robert Height broke on the burnout. It was his 15th career start from the number one position in the ninth this year. So after that, it was bad. So anyway, after that, it was Eric Medlin taking the win over Bob Gilbertson, a 473 to a 12-second run. And then Fast Jack Beckman in his fourth start taking a first-round win with a 479 to a 729 over Gary Densham. And then it was Tony Pedregon taking the win over Gary Selzy with a 514 to a 517, as both guys had a pedal fest. And after that, it was Tony Bartone, let's see, in round two up against Tony Pedregon. And Tony Bartone took that win left-hand lane, 488 at 312. And then it was Tommy Johnson Jr. going up against John Force, upsetting John Force with a 480 to John Force's 823. After that, it was Eric Medlin versus Scott Coletta. Eric Medlin taking the win, 479 to a 683. And then Fast Jack Beckman advanced past Del Worsham with a 482. So in the semifinals, it was Jack Beckman up against Tony Bartone, and the Matco Tools Charger took the win, 480 at 324 miles an hour, to take him into his first final ever, and he would be facing either Eric Medlin or Tommy Johnson Jr. Well, Tommy Johnson got the left lane and the win, a 481 to a quicker 480. So in the finals, it was Fast Jack Beckman going up against Tommy Johnson Jr., and now Johnson is facing his 13th different final round opponent. His last win came in Brainerd this year, and this is only Beckman's fourth start ever in a funny car, and he has 4 round wins. So Johnson left first, starts pulling away, but he hit the tires and struck him at about 150 feet out and pedals 2 or 3 more times and doesn't make it. So Fast Jack Beckman took his first ever win, 478-327 to Tommy Johnson Jr.'s troubled 570 at 244. Now, aside from that, there's a lot of stuff going on. Matter of fact, today's National Dragster had a little deal of Whit Bazemore. Whit Bazemore is going to Top Fuel next year, so that's going to be real exciting to see how he does. And aside from that, there is a lot of other action going on, so we'll catch you tomorrow. Tomorrow's show may be a little late because I'm at war with the VA, let's put it that way. So, if you need to send me any email or responses, you can do it at dragworld@podomatic.com. I'd love to hear from you. This is it for today's Drag World podcast. Tomorrow, Top Fuel. Have a great day.